This summer, middle and high school students are filling dorms and desks at Jacksonville's Edward Waters College. As WJCT's Lindsay Kilbride reports, the teens are part of what's called the College Explorers Program for teen boys who are considered at risk.
Upstairs in the Hatcher Stewart building at Edward Waters College, about 45 teenagers are switching classes. The kids are in the program Black Male College Explorers. Started on the Florida A&M campus in the 90s, the program is designed to get young guys on the right track. After class, they'll eat lunch and go to work. They're all given a campus job with pay. That's followed by recreation time and then what's called real talk with mentors. 5 days a week, the kids live in the college's dorms.
Why you got a phone out? Why is that phone out during class time? Is it 8-12? Let's put that up, please.
Renita Brooks is the assistant director of the program. She says at risk can mean
your mother may think that you're at risk because you're not making your bed in an orderly fashion.
But it can also mean
one of these 46 gangs that we have in Jacksonville will take them in. And they're collecting our children by the busload.
Brooks says the program sets the bar high for these kids, and it's been working. She says for the past 2 years, all of kids coming out of the program have gone to college. For 5 years, they've all graduated high school. She says that although the program is strict, the people running College Explorers are young and relatable. That's a big part of why 17-year-old Dimitri Carbonell says he's happy to return to College Explorers this summer.
I feel like I've made a 180-degree change since last year to this year. I just become a better person because before I didn't really care about other people or myself or what I was doing. And now I actually do care about other people. Now I'm AP student.
Ultimately, he says he wants to have a job in forensic science, and going to college is non-negotiable. Lindsay Kilbride, WJCT News.